You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. I'm Jacques Daniel here with Michael Pauly here in the Chancery Building. We've been having a full morning with all sorts of exciting guests, and we're not stopping. We're just going to keep rolling here.
Yeah, we talked about the marriage tribunal. We talked about Shakespeare. We talked about marijuana legalization. I mean, whatever else you can say about the show this morning, we're not monotone. We are all over the board.
And so we have another guest here, Kelly Wortman from Catholic Social Services. Welcome. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kelly Wortman, and I am the Director for Trinity Pregnancy and Adoption over at Catholic Social Services. I'm part of St. Therese Parish here in Rapid City, and I have a husband, two daughters, and another daughter on the way.
Yay!
All right.
That's awesome.
And tell us, how did you get connected with Catholic Social Services?
I used to work at Black Hills Children's Home for about 6 years, and then after I had my last daughter, I decided it was time for a change, and then there was an opening at the perfect time, so I stepped into the adoption social worker role.
Excellent. And so we're going to be chatting this morning a little bit about parenting, difficult conversations. Maybe why is it? It doesn't seem like it should be this hard, but why is it so hard for parents to talk to their children?
Sure. Well, generationally, effective communication hasn't always been modeled for us. So a lot of us grew up and we were taught that respect means to not question authority and not have conversations and just mind your P's and Q's and stay silent. But that's just not a safe or realistic method in today's world. It's really important to teach children to be assertive in a respectful way. Not fear asking questions or having meaningful conversations. And children are more likely to be open and honest when they feel safe and respected. So the best way we can teach children how to be respectful is to role model respect.
Hmm. You'll think this is funny. Maybe you won't. But we have kiddo number 10 is coming in August. And so our dinners are just raucous. You know, there's all sorts of action and activity happening. People, there's three different cross conversations, and they're just, it's just normal, you know. But there are some moments when we're out with family, or where our kids go away and they hang out at another family's house, or they, you know, go with grandparents, and there's this realization that, yeah, not every generation was like, hey, let's have a raucous conversation at dinner. Like, this is the time. Children, you know, is the old phrase, children should be seen, not heard. And
yeah,
and yet that isn't that doesn't end well.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things we were talking about, how we approach difficult or sensitive issues, and there's many components of that, but one of them that I think about a lot is that I've got our two children. We've got an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old, and you know, 3 years apart, it may not seem like such a big deal, but there are issues that we need to be talking to our 14-year-old about that really our 11-year-old does not, you know, need to be introduced to, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I think about what's the age range, Jacques, with you from youngest to oldest?
Yeah, our oldest just turned 21 on Friday, and our youngest will be 3 this summer. You know, and baby number 10, early August.
Yeah, so yeah. You've got even a much, much wider age range than what we're dealing with here. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, Kelly, any thoughts on just how we, bring up these difficult issues, especially given, how do you do it in an age-appropriate way?
Well, a knowledge of child development is very important. It's one of the most important steps is understanding child development. And think about how we teach theology of the body, like bringing up age-appropriate conversations in a child in a developmentally appropriate way. It's just kind of introducing those things as you go along and being aware of how your child might react to those conversations.
And it's even last night, you know, there was that we were talking earlier about the lightning and the thunder, and our 5-year-old is right at the space where he's like everything is a question. Like, what is that? Why is that happening? Can I see a picture of thunder? Like, what is, and like, before you even like can answer the first question, he's already got the second question. And it was funny just like even last night at dinner to watch the teenagers, like try to figure out like, okay, I know this concept in my head and here's the level, but he's not going to understand that level. And so like, how do I bring it down to a 5-year-old in a way? And that was just like, it was very funny. He was trying to understand, can we ever see like the other side of the sky? It was like, what? It is hard, and especially with, you know, difficult and sensitive topics, you know, that's a challenge for me too. Like as a dad, like when do you introduce it? How do you have these conversations? How do you not make them awkward? You know, and I don't know if you have, how do we do this?
Yeah, what's just the... bringing up topics a little at a time and building on that. Mm-hmm. Letting your child ask questions and not being afraid to answer those questions, even if you have to take a step back and say, you know, I have to think about that and maybe do a little more research, but I'll get back to you on that. So kids do love to ask questions, and we have to be ready to answer them.
And I do think there is a temptation, right, that like I'm the dad or I'm the adult and I should have all the answers, but that's a huge like release of burden to be able to say, yeah, I actually don't know the answer to that or how that works, but
yeah
we're going to find that out together. Let's see what we can find.
Yeah, I miss those days when my children were much younger where they were convinced that daddy was the smartest person in the world. And now my 14-year-old knows better. There's too many questions she asks where it's like, let me look that up for you, dear.
And I think this is, you know, something you can speak to Kelly, that when we communicate, it's our words are one thing, but then our body language, our posture, like what are some effective means of communication?
Yeah, that goes again back to child development. So you're going to communicate with a newborn by snuggling and singing and just responding to their needs. A younger child, you might communicate with play and just going along with that. Teenagers are a little bit harder. I have one at home too. So when they're not on their phone, a parallel conversation is really helpful. You don't want to look at your teenager directly in the face and expect to get a whole lot of conversation. But if you're in the car going for a drive, you can get a lot more conversation out of kids, or playing basketball, going for a walk. So again, just being knowledgeable about child development and how their brain works.
Wow. Yeah. And you mentioned the phone, you know, and that's something that, I don't know. It's, I guess this falls in the category of unsolicited advice, but one of the rules that we set in our home is no electronic devices at the dinner table, you know, and I'm not going to say that I'm 100%, you know, like sometimes I'll be sitting there reading an article on the iPad and my daughter will come to the table and I'll keep looking at it. And then suddenly I realize, oops, I'm violating the rule, you know, put it away, you know, but any thoughts on just the threat of this overstimulation from electronic devices and what how that prevents effective communication?
Boundaries are very important, but that also goes back to role modeling. Like you said, you might be breaking that rule. I have to be really conscious myself about where my phone is and when I'm paying attention to my child.
Yeah,
just setting up boundaries for yourself and role modeling that for your kids is very important.
Yeah. So
what are some steps that parents can take to be able to cut, you know, think about communication barriers, and you talked about, you know, teenagers and never showing them fear, never looking them in the eye. I mean, right, you know, like being aware of those developmental factors, but like, what are some ways parents can overcome some of these barriers?
Yeah, in my intentional parenting class, we talk about the 3 R's. Which are regulate, relate, and reason. So it's really important that both the child and the adult are in a calm emotional state before we move on to relationship building and trust, and then on to reasoning. So practicing self-care is really important, making sure you're ready to have a conversation with your child. You can't reason with an unregulated child, but the same goes for unregulated adults. It's not effective to talk about consequences and punishment with a child that's throwing a tantrum. You might need to love on them a little bit and get them their body calm before you can move on.
Yeah, that's the same with adults, huh?
Self-care is very important. We talk a lot about self-care in my intentional parenting class.
All right.
Well, tell us a little bit. You've mentioned the intentional parenting classes. For our listeners who aren't familiar with that program, and actually I only know a very little bit about that program, give us kind of the 30,000-foot overview of that program.
Yeah, so the intentional parenting program is a curriculum I took that was designed for foster and adoptive parents, because that's what I do. I educate foster and adoptive parents, and as I was teaching it, I decided this is really good information, and all kinds of parents need to learn this, whether they're biological or fostering. So I kind of just adapted it. So effective communication was the last topic we talked about. We go topic by topic. We talk about child development, perinatal mental health, trauma-informed parenting, attachment. So it's not necessary to attend every class, but we do build on different topics.
Nice. For those who might just be joining us, we're here with Kelly Wortman from Catholic Social Services talking about having good communication with our children, and especially as it comes, you know, with difficult conversations. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to have more conversation about this intentional parenting and any other ideas you might help our help us to be better parents and better communicators. So join us if you're with us. Don't go too far. We'll come back right after the break.
Live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Acts 1:8, Jesus tells the disciples to go back to Jerusalem. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. The word translated as power is also the root for our word for dynamite. Jesus is promising an explosive power that will enable us to witness to the nations and live a powerful Christian life. That same powerful Holy Spirit is received in baptism and confirmation. As baptized and confirmed Catholics, we already have all we need to live life through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we remove the obstacles of our own understanding and lack of preparation and move with the Holy Spirit into the mission He has given us, we will change the world.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
For centuries, healthcare has been central to the healing ministry of the Church. Today's technologies offer exciting possibilities, but also serious moral questions. More than ever, we need healthcare leaders who serve with integrity and conviction. The University of Mary answers the call to prepare leaders anchored in moral courage in a breathtaking range of programs from bioethics to nursing. Visit CatholicProfessional.life.
You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. I'm Jacques Daniel from the Diocese of Rapid City here with Michael Pauly, the director of the
South Dakota Catholic Conference.
I always want to put Dakota before and it always gets confused in my head. South Dakota Catholic Conference.
More coffee, Jacques. More coffee.
I've only had three cups so far. And we're here with Kelly Wortman from Catholic Social Services and Trinity Adoption. And we've just been talking about having conversations with our kids and being able to be aware of their developmental stages. And we want to jump in. More. And let's jump in some more.
Yeah. So we left off talking a little bit about the intentional parenting classes that are offered by Catholic Social Services in Rapid City. And Kelly, you were talking a little bit about particularly about foster and adoptive families, but correct me if I'm wrong, these classes are open to anyone, is that correct?
Yes, yeah. It's really a trauma-informed class, so it's good for everyone, but especially anyone that has a child that's been impacted by trauma, loss, grief in any way. I have a couple parents that are going through a divorce, and they're talking about co-parenting, so it's really great for anyone who wants to take it.
Yeah, and you do these how often?
So I do them once a month until August when I go on maternity leave. And my next class is on May 6th at 2:30, and I do them in person at Catholic Social Services.
Okay, and so for give us a little kind of preview of like some of the upcoming classes and what your topics are going to be covering.
So May, we're going to talk about the impact of prenatal substance use. So, and this topic might be a little more relevant to foster and adoptive parents, but again, anyone can take it. We're going to talk about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and the effects that alcohol and other drugs have on a developing fetus, and kind of the best parenting methods for working with those kids.
Yeah. And then how about some of the other future classes?
So I think I have a trauma-informed parenting and trauma-related behaviors coming up throughout the summer. I'm trying to think what the other ones are, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah.
And we'll go over those three R's.
I cheated and went to your website during the break, and it looks like in June you've got separation, grief, and loss.
Yes. That's separation, grief, and loss. So really working with those kids that have been through those traumatic situations.
Right.
What those look like.
And my guess is that, part of one of the threads that you've been sharing with us is being aware of developmental, their stage. And is that something that you cover in each of those topics? And
yeah, we always go back to that in every class, really. So being aware of normal child development and also delays. So the more you know about normal child development, the more you can watch for those delays and get professional help if you need it.
Well, when I look at these topics that you've got for your classes, I just want to sort of insert a brief editorial here, is that in my day job, I deal with public policy issues. And it's amazing, when I'm monitoring the legislature, how many issues the legislature confronts that are in one way, shape, or form related to the breakdown of the family. And there's an old saying, in at least amongst people who share my worldview, that when families break down, government steps in to try to fix what's broken. And government rarely does a very good job at that, seriously, this is just, if we don't have healthy families, there aren't enough government programs in the world to fix what's broken. And I'm not saying, I'm not making an argument that we shouldn't have, a certain social safety net, but it's never going to be adequate enough if we have just families that aren't doing the job of providing a nurturing environment for their children, forming them in the virtues. And I just can't say enough good things about, the work that Catholic Social Services is doing to try to give parents the tools, to form healthy and functional families. And so all I can say, looking at like the agenda of what you've got going, is that if this isn't happening in every diocese, it needs to. You can't overstate the importance of it. So,
and that's in terms of marketing, I'm trying to my thoughts are going faster than my lips can move. But the name of the series, Intentional Parenting, like, tell us more about that. Like, that isn't just we have to call it something, but.
So the original curriculum is just called the National Training and Development Curriculum for Foster and Adoptive Parents. And as I was exploring offering this to other types of parents, I leaned on my other Catholic Charities adoption practitioners to come up with a name. And someone suggested Intentional Parenting. I'm like, wow, that's a really great name, because it's all about just being intentional with your self-care and how you speak to your children, and knowing about them and learning about them and how that affects your parenting.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, you know, thank you, Kelly. It sounds like, how do people get connected to this class? They just show up, or do they have to register, or do they bring, you gotta bring a food or something? Or what?
You don't have to bring food. Sometimes I have candy there, if I remember it. But if you go to cssrapidcity.com and look for our events page, that's the best way to register. Or you can follow Trinity Pregnancy Adoption on Facebook. Most of my referrals are coming from word of mouth, so... just tell someone who might be interested about it.
Yeah. What's your typical class attendance like?
I have a regular family of three, and then every now and then a couple more will show up. So professionals from other agencies, like working in shelters, are very interested in this class too.
Yeah. Well, we hope that we've done a little bit to promote awareness and maybe increase the turnout, because this is just such a valuable thing to help parents. So
many of you listening can't hear Aaron. He's the I always envision the guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, but Aaron in North Dakota is running the board and telling us when our breaks are. And Aaron, how are we doing? We're doing good.
You're doing pretty well, says the man behind the curtain.
The man behind the curtain.
The man is really in charge.
What's coming up next on Real Presence Live?
All right. On the next Real Presence Live, that episode will be hosted by RPR Director Lynn Devitt, live from St. Philip's Church in Bemidji, Minnesota. She'll be speaking with several guests who have been tirelessly helping prepare for the Diocesan Eucharistic Congress in Bemidji. They'll talk about how it has drawn the community of St. Philip's together in a beautiful way. Then we'll hear from Sal DeLeo and how he is giving back to nuns in the Bemidji area. Tune in to hear about all of this and more on the next Real Presence Live, Wednesday morning from 9 to 11. Back to you, Jacques.
Thank you, Aaron. Michael, thanks so much for being here today. Kelly, thank you for your time and for all of the great work you do. It's been, again, it's been just a full morning of amazing activity that's happening here in the diocese. Just to kind of recap for our listeners or those who maybe just joined us and want to hear the replays on the Real Presence Radio website, you can get back to the podcast and re-listen to things.
Yeah.
But we had, some interesting conversation about ballot measures, potential ballot measures, the constant push that's coming in our area to legalize marijuana, the effects on family. And
yeah. Well, and it's interesting, we were making kind of joking a little bit earlier in the program about how eclectic the topics were today. We're talking about Shakespeare, we're talking about marijuana, we're talking about intentional parenting, and yet what's so fascinating is that as we talk about these things, we see how interconnected they all are. So, for example, Kelly with her upcoming class that's going to be focusing on the issue of substance abuse and the challenges that that creates for parenting and our families, which completely brought us back to the very first topic we started off the morning with, which is, what's the big deal about marijuana? Why should we really care whether it gets legalized or not? And then it's like, wow, look at the effects it has on families. Look at the effect it has on the health of our children. And so, just amazing how all these issues, which may seem so disparate and non-connected, but through the lens of our faith, we see kind of the common threads that bring them all together.
Yeah, and Sister Sarah and Bridget inviting everyone in the diocese to really engage in this preparation for Marian consecration.
Yeah.
Father Tim, as we again talk about the breakdown of the family and the pain and the difficulty that comes and seeing the great work that's happening in the tribunal and helping to try to heal some of those things.
Yes.
and meet people where they're at and bring together and the needs that they have for advocates and opportunities for people to volunteer and join
I regret that we didn't have more time to spend with Father Hoy talking about the tribunal, because I was thinking to myself, listening to him describe the process, it can almost seem a little bit kind of cold and alienating. They're talking about all of these particulars of how this judicial process works. Mm. And yet, I wish we had time to unpack this. It's because of the church's reverence for marriage, you know, and that covenant that we have to go, you know, through all these procedures, you know, mm-hmm. I wish we had more time to explore that. Yeah. But there's never enough time.
It means that we have another show, you know, ready.
Why RPR happens, you know, every day, because we don't have enough time in 2 hours to go to the depths on all these things that we want to.
Yeah. And I've seen Annie talk about, you know, Shakespeare and just intentional parenting and ways that we can draw our kids closer into the faith and connected to the history and the beautiful things that our faith has to offer. And so it's just been a great day. Thank you for being here, Michael, and thank you, listeners, for joining on this adventure. You never know what's going to happen next. But
absolutely,
and coming back again just to the how we began the show with the gospel reading and thinking about the rest and the ways that our Lord meets us and our hunger and our thirst and all these areas of life and desires to be that thing with which satiates all of it and gives us rest.
Absolutely. As you quoted from St. Augustine, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee.
Amen. Well, thank you all again for listening and joining us on Real Presence Live. It's been a joy, as always, coming from the Diocese of Rapid City Chancery offices with Michael Pauly, my co-host. And thanks again. We'll catch you again on another Real Presence Live.
All right. Take care.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.